This is the Miracle Show, and this is your host, Dr. Christian. The Miracle Show is based on the biblical guidance and strictly based on the biblical guidance. The Bible is the success book for life. The Bible is dictated by God and written down by God's secretaries, chosen human beings. How do we know all these things? How? God dictated the Bible to hundreds of different people, and all those people wrote down the biblical text. First of all, the whole Bible is like written by one person, even though it is put together as a writing by hundreds of people. That alone shows that some one person must have been behind the text. Well, but there's much more evidence. Let's go to that topic in after a couple of minutes. Miracle Show is produced by the Church, Global Church of God, abbreviated with the letters GCG, Global Church of God, and the website is based on that, www.gcg1.weebly.com, and that's our website, and you also find a text of this today's material, radio show material, in the radio and TV show tabs when you find this today's date. And if a text is there for this material, then there will be text placed in the material, in the website about the material. If there is no text, then you don't find it. But it's always said that there is text or not. Now today we have a text. So, the Bible was dictated by God. How do we know? God put 101 different pieces of evidence for us to understand that the text must be dictated by someone who knows and knew the secret of the universe. Because those people wrote down when they created the Bible. Why was the Bible created? It was created as a success book for us, as a guide book for us to have a successful life, healthy, long, successful life. When we apply the information, then you have all these goodies in your life. Almost 100% of the modern motivational science writers, book writers, or seminar leaders, almost 100% of them say the same thing, that they have taken the material from the Bible and modified the material in their own way for their own teaching purposes. And I certainly can believe that because I have done the same thing and I do the same thing. I am the founder of New Science Success, this is Science of Success, registered in U.S. Patent Office 1991, and I do the same thing. Have a family meeting once a week. In that meeting, you will discuss the material that you decide as a family to study during the week, and then you discuss after 1 week in your family meeting the material. But when you can, with your allowing, go outside in the sunshine and the fresh air. If you can have the family meeting by a big river or a big lake, and a nature where you have clean nature, namely sunshine and pure air, will be beneficial for everyone's health. It has antibiotic elements. We have handled this topic in this show 1 week ago, among other things. Take the material, read the Bible with your family fully, and use the modern language Bible. The material is huge, and I say to you, apply the information. There's an old saying that says, knowledge is power, but I say that's a wrong statement. The correct statement is in this kind of a quotation. Knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. That is the truth. Now, if you cannot go outside, then have it in your home. But this family meeting once a week is an important meeting. It gives you material. When you apply it, it gives you better life to all of you. And your children will thank for the rest of their life that you had this family meeting, because the family meeting is supposed to be going long time, 10 years or 20 years, as long as somebody is home. And even when the children are gone, you do it along with your spouse and have some friends in the meeting then also. And when your children go to college, guide them to have this kind of weekly meeting and create a group, a study group for the same purpose. You will experience that your marriage will get stronger and happier. The family union will become stronger and more successful when you apply the information. For your purposes to study the Bible, start taking material a little bit from the Proverbs and from then from Revelation, which tells about the future, and then from the New Testament, and then from Old Testament, and this a little piece of from everywhere, all these locations, and apply the information year after year. Now, what are the evidences there that are showing that the Bible is dictated by God? It's in our website, 101 pieces of evidence. There are predictions what will happen in the future, 1 year from the, when they wrote down the Bible, or 100 years, or 1,000 years, or 3,000 years, or whatever years. Predictions what will happen in the future, detailed. Material. Who did this? Who did that? And what happened? And then also science facts that those people couldn't have possibly known what they wrote down. Science facts that have been discovered maybe 1 year ago or 500 years ago or whatever years ago. But they wrote down text that they couldn't have possibly known. And God placed these 101 evidences there for us to understand that if those evidences are, and because they are, someone else than a human being must have dictated the Bible. So those 101 evidences are put in our website in a tab, Success or Lordship. Find them there and study those also with the family. Take a few others for every family meeting until you go through. These family meetings are meant to be year after year, and you'll see what is a good thing to have in your life. So let's go to today's topics. Why do we need to be saved? And what does it mean to be saved? You hear all kinds of repent, and these people don't know what it means. What do you have to repent? Now, many pastors, they preach Bible in a manner that nobody understands what it is. But we have to first start understanding the Bible is a book of success. When you apply the information, you will have a successful life. For instance, modern nutrition science has hundreds of thousands of pages of modern information about what to eat and what not to eat. All the same things are said in a half a page in the Bible. Everything else is in the Bible. Then you start seeing that we have to do this study in what I'm asking you to do. In addition to the Bible material, you could take material for family material from our associated website, our organization's website, Save the American Family, and the website address is www.sdaf1.org.weebly.com, very similar to our church website. And there at the website tab, services and sub-tab, restoring any marriage. That's the family huge information part there. Apply information from there also. That's a family tab. Now, why do we need to be saved? Job, J-O-B 14, 1 and 2, study the Bible. A man born of a woman is short-lived and filled with trouble. He comes up like a blossom and then withers away. He flees like a shadow and disappears. From earliest times, people had dreamed about how wonderful it would be to live youthful, healthy lives forever. Sadly, though, the cold reality is this. We are mortal. The above words of Job, spoken more than 3,000 years ago, still hold true today. the desire to live endlessly is strong, and it is universal. The Bible tells us that God has put in our hearts a longing for eternity as well as a desire to comprehend it. This is in Ecclesiastes 3:11. That being so, does it seem reasonable to you that a loving God would put a desire in us that is impossible to achieve? If your answer is no, you are right. God's word calls death an enemy and promises that it is to be brought to nothing. This is in 1 Corinthians 15:26. There is no doubt that death is an enemy. No sound person would welcome it. When danger approaches, we dodge, we hide, we flee. When we get sick, we seek ways to get well. We do everything we can do to avoid things that could cause us to die. Is there any reason to believe that this age-old enemy will be brought to nothing? Isn't that a good question? Yes, there is. God, the Creator, did not make humans to live just a few years and then to die. No, human death was not part of His original purpose. He intended for humans to live forever on the earth, in the paradise, and what the purposes He accomplishes. Isaiah 55:11 says this way. How then will death be brought to an end? Throughout history, men have struggled to solve the problem of death, but with no success. In modern times, the quest continues. Scientists have developed vaccines and medications that have subdued some diseases. They have peered into the genetic structure of living things. In many places, people on average live longer today than they did in century ago. Yet death is far from vanquished. Just recently, the oldest person in the world, who happened to be a United States citizen, died at the age of 115. The Bible tells that in the biblical times, they lived many more hundreds of years. But anyway, today's facts are today's facts. So, yet death is still far from vanquished, as the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:20, all are returning to the dust. We are made out of dust, because when we die, we turn into dust. The good news is that we do have, and we do not have to rely on human ingenuity to solve this long-standing problem. God has already arranged for us to be saved or rescued from death. And the central figure in that arrangement is His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So that's why we need to be saved. Saved from what? From death. We can have an eternal life, as the Bible says. Now you say, how do you, that's stories. Now, I just told you before that there is 101 pieces of evidence in the Bible that those people who wrote down the text could not possibly have known. So somebody who knew the secrets and their scientific facts and predictions of the future, as an evidence to us, any human beings, when reads them, understands that somebody who knew all the secrets of the universe must have told those things to write down. And those are the pieces of evidence that when you understand that those are there, doesn't that make the logical sense that the rest of the Bible is also true? Of course it does. So come to your senses and stop denying the facts. God put this pieces of evidence there for you, for me, and for all of us to understand that the Bible must be taken seriously, that this information in every page, every sentence is a fact. When you start seeing this and understanding this, you handle the Bible text in a different manner, and you will start applying the information. And you know, when you apply the success guidance, the health guidance, what is said in the Bible, you will certainly be successful in this life. And then when you apply the information what is asked you to believe that you cannot achieve yet, that you believe in Jesus Christ, that after the death, certain amount goes time, and Christ returns to the world and will wake up every person who is dead. A And those people who are dead will be either thrown into garbage, but they should mark, the Bible doesn't use the word garbage, I'm using, or will be given an eternal life. Now, if this is the case that you have started studying those 101 pieces of evidence, for every family meeting, take a few of them and combine the family meeting with different material, as I explained at the beginning of the show. Then you see the evidence, you start believing it, and then you start taking it seriously with your children, and it is the best gift for your children to know that this is not all what we experience in this life. We don't know when these times come that everybody who's dead will be brought back to life. We don't know that. But if the Bible says that will happen, why would not that be true? Because the 101 pieces of evidence will show that everything in the Bible is true. So this is why we need to be saved from death and have an eternal life. And the Bible says this world will be turned back to paradise, and some people go to heaven to take care of the management of the universe and the heaven and the earth and everything else. Now, when you start understanding these things, you are going to start taking this seriously, and then it starts making sense to you. And remember one more thing. Human mind has not been given that much capabilities that we can understand these problems on our own. We never can figure out the form of God. We can never understand the meaning of God when he says there's no beginning, no end, that is endless, etc. We can understand these things, so it's even impossible to even try to understand, even though we have tried to understand these things. We never are capable with these elements what we have given by God time being. Later, when the things change, we have the capability of doing those things. So, Jesus' death and resurrection, what they can mean for you. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will get saved, says Acts 16:31. Now, this is the key. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will get saved. Because everybody who believes in Jesus Christ being crucified and then after 3 days coming back from death, everyone who believes this will be rewarded eternal life when the time comes. Before that time comes, it might come later, before we all drop dead, but we will be woken from our death and have eternal life when we have believed in Jesus Christ and his words. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will get saved from what? Saved from eternal death. You will have eternal life without sickness and happiness, eternal years, because that is in our heart. And you know that is in our heart when you think about your own heart. Those memorable words were spoken by the Apostle Paul and Silas to a jailer in the Macedonian city in Philippi. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will get saved. What do those words mean now? You already know what they mean. They mean saved from death and rewarded eternal life. And all your wrongdoings will be forgiven when you believe the Bible message and when you believe in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ will be managing this world in the future, and when that time comes, every dead person will be coming back to life. So, we humans, we are not meant to die. God took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to take care of it. God also gave his command to the man. From every tree on the garden, you may eat to satisfaction. But as for the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, you must not eat from it. For in the day you eat from it, you will certainly die. This is in Genesis 2:15-17. And these are the Adam and Eve who this was told. And Adam and Eve are the two first people, and we all come from Adam and Eve. And then the Adam and Eve did not follow God's guidance. They broke God's advice, and then they suffered. And because we all come from Adam and Eve, we suffer also. We suffer death. We will be forgiven when we believe in Jesus Christ, but we have to believe in Jesus Christ and his message while we are still alive in this life. That's why I do this work, to help you to have eternal life for you and for your children. So God placed the first man, Adam, in the Garden of Eden, an earthly paradise filled with abundant wildlife and beautiful vegetation. There were fruit-bearing trees from which Adam could freely eat. However, God clearly told Adam not to eat from a specific tree, warning Adam that if he did, he would die. Did Adam understand the prohibition? He knew what death was. He had seen animals die. Now understand, animals, they are not given this eternal life. Animals died. We are not animals, the human beings were given eternal life originally. If Adam were created to die eventually, God's warning would have had little meaning. Instead, Adam realized that if he obeyed God and did not eat from that tree that was forbidden, he could and would live on endlessly, and he would not die. Now understand something again. Living forever is in all our soul, is in our spirit, in every human being's spirit. But we just don't have that privilege, time being, but God sent His Son. When we believe in His Son's work and in His Son, we will have the eternal life. So some believe that the tree symbolized in the paradise sexual relations, but that could not be. After all, God wanted Adam and his wife Eve to be fruitful and become many and to fill the earth and subdue it. It's in Genesis 1:28. Sex was given between man and woman to be used in marriage and nothing else. And what was he had done with the sex? Oh my gosh. And because then we have not used the sex as a human mankind only for that purpose between married couple, doesn't mean that you have to have child every time you have sex. No, that doesn't mean it. No. It means that it's a strong desire to keep you together, a woman and a man, so that the children who are born in that marriage will have parents handling them a long time because they need long care taking. Let me give you some example about human brains. Up to 25 years it takes until the human brain is fully developed. Now, the children don't stay with their parents up to 25 years, very rarely. But the fact is that it takes up to 25 years before any child's brains have been fully developed. This is important information to know. Now, when you apply the biblical principles and biblical guidance, then you will be successful. When you do not apply, that is called sin. So sin means breaking the success law. Sin means not following the biblical guidance. That is breaking the success law. The whole Bible is the book of success. Now, when you believe in Jesus Christ and confess that you are breaking some laws and admit, you will be forgiven. And at the same time, when you believe that Jesus was sent by God on this earth, was crucified and came back from life and 3 days afterwards, then you and apply this information and that belief in your life, then you will be given eternal life later on when Jesus will return to the world. Now, why would this not be true? I say it again, because the evidence is there, the 101 pieces of evidence, study them. You cannot argue these things if you don't know the facts. The facts are there in front of you in those 101 pieces of evidence. Teach them to your children. Handle them with your children. Give them life. Give them future. And apply the information in your family. So now you know what it means to be saved. The most important thing is that we will be saved to have an eternal healthy life when we apply the biblical information and believe it. So, did Adam know this? Yes, but he still was weak when he was misled by Eve, and Eve was misled by the snake. The snake was not really the snake, was the devil. Who is the devil? Read the Bible. Devil is a fallen angel. Fallen means started a rebellion in the heaven, archangel, and wanted to be number one God. But because he was not, and was not capable of, and was rebelling there, he was kicked out from heaven and put in earth. on earth. And then God created the human beings to conquer the devil's power. Why? Because when we conquer the devil's power, we are free. That means we are stronger than devil, the Satan. We are stronger because we were created stronger. All this background noises, because we have an audience here, that some people go by. Now, did Adam understand the prohibitions? He knew that what death was. He had seen animals die. If Adam were created to die eventually, God's warning would have had little meaning. Instead, Adam realized that if he obeyed God and did not eat from that tree, he would live on endlessly. He would not die. Some believe that the tree symbolizes sexual relations, as I mentioned, but that could not be. After all, God wanted Adam and his wife Eve to be fruitful and become many and to fill the earth and subdue it with human beings. This is Genesis 1:28. The prohibition applied to a real tree. Both God called it the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, because it represented his right to determine what was good and bad for humans. So that means that tree was symbolizing God's knowledge what is good and bad. If God had not given that decision making to humans. We nowadays live again like we do know, but that has its curse, and it will end always in the disaster, as the Bible has warned us, and the Bible tells what happened to those nations who did not follow the biblical guidance. I'm sorry to say, for instance, if we use sex for any other purpose than between marriage between husband and wife, woman, wife, and husband, man, then it's a big sin, and the nation that allows that will be destroyed, as has always been the case in the Bible. That's a fact, and my duty is to teach the Bible, and that's what I'm doing. And why would that not be true again? Because the Bible has the evidences there that anything that's in the Bible is true. So, by not eating the fruit of that tree, Adam would have shown not just his obedience, but also his appreciation for the one who created him and who had blessed him so richly. So Adam died because he disobeyed God. To Adam, God said, because you ate from the tree concerning which I gave you the command, in the sweat of your face you will be eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you be taken, you have been taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return. This is in Genesis 3:17-19. So there was a snake talking to Eve in paradise, but the snake was not really snake, it was the Satan that was kicked out from heaven, the fallen angel, and who could turn take any form, is still in the world, on this earth, says the Bible, and misleads people, and can take any form, any beautiful form he decides, including the form of a snake. That's why he spoke to Eve, because he knew that Eve might listen to him better. For some reason he knew that. And then Eve believed the snake, and the snake told that you don't have to listen to God, listen to your own mind. And Eve said that same thing to Adam, and then the rest you know. Now, why would this not be true? Because we have the 101 evidences in the Bible, study them, and then you start understanding that everything in the Bible is true. So, Adam ate from the tree like Eve did. That was forbidden to them. The act of disobedience was not to be taken lightly. It was rebellion, a flagrant disregard for all the good God had done for Adam and Eve. By eating that fruit, Adam and Eve rejected God, and choosing a course of independence which would have catastrophic consequences. Just as God foretold Adam eventually died, so did Eve. God had formed Adam out of dust from the ground and had told him that he would return to the ground. Adam did not live on in another form or in another realm. At death he became as lifeless as the dust from which he had been formed. This is in Genesis 2:7 and Ecclesiastes 9:5-10. We die because we all come from Adam and Eve. Through one man's sin entered, sin is breaking the success law, not following the guidance by God in the Bible. Through one man's sin entered into the world and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because they have all done the same. This is in Romans 5:12. Adam's disobedience or sin had far-reaching consequences by sinning, by breaking God's guidance, by breaking God's laws. Adam lost for himself not just an ordinary life of 70 or 80 years, but life with the prospect of living forever. Moreover, in Adam's sin, meaning didn't follow the success laws that God has given to him, he lost perfection and could only pass on imperfection to all his children. We all are descendants from Adam and Eve. From him, through no choice of our own, we have inherited an imperfect body that is prone to sin, prone to eventual death. Paul well describes our plight. He wrote, "I am fleshy, sold under sin. Miserable man that I am, who will rescue me from the body undergoing this death?" Paul then answers his own questions. Thanks to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is in Romans 7:14-25. Now you know what it means to be saved. And now you know what is going on. And now you know what happened in the past, and now you know what's going on in the future. Start handling this material in your family meeting the way I've been guiding you to do. It's a must to do. If you don't, you make a life's biggest mistake. I say you make a life's biggest mistake because then you don't study the Bible. Not studying and not knowing the Bible and not following the biblical guidance is the biggest mistake in our life. You will start doing these family meetings and you apply the information with your family in the Bible, and you'll see what's going to happen. Your family will be becoming financially rich, you will be staying healthy, but only when you apply the information. All health laws are in the Bible. It takes a long time to go through the Bible, but it doesn't matter how long. Step by step, you will all learn more and more and follow these instructions, what I've given to you, how to study the Bible. Once a week as a family meeting, forever. When you have this family meeting and apply the principles that are given to you to study every week as a family, you will be successful in this life. And your children, when they leave your childhood home, they will be thankful to you for the rest of their life, and they will continue the same thing in their own life, in the family meeting with their own children. And as long as you don't have children and your young people, have a family, have another group with your friends who are willing to do the same thing, meaning learning success principles from the Bible. The fall time is soon over, and I will urge you to study these things. All what I have told you now here will be put in a writing in a printed form in the website of Global Church of God. The website is www.gcc1org.bibli.com. And the website tab where this material is found is radio TV shows, and there you find today's date and can then repeat the same material and study the same material. Now, the song time is over. Until next time, this is your host, guiding in the biblical principles, and the biblical principles are the facts that bring a successful, rich, even money-wise, healthy, long life. And then finally, when Jesus returns, God sends Jesus back here, everyone will be raised from death. And those people who have believed the Bible and who have believed that Jesus is your Savior. Savior from what? Savior from the eternal death. Will be given an eternal life. That is simple sounding text. It's a miracle. Don't try to figure out more than what it tells, because the human minds are not capable of understanding every secret in the universe. God is, and we are not. Do what I'm asking you to do. Teach your children these principles and follow this guidance. And I know for sure that the Bible is true. So will you know when you follow this information. The evidence is there, and the results when you apply the information what you study will come, and you'll know then. In Jesus' name, until next time. But one more thing. In a very near future, we have a music star in this show. The music is beautiful music, but it's 7.5 minutes long. When we start next time, I might not be capable of speaking to you before on this connection before the music is over. So during that music, do a personal prayer, everyone who listening to this show. Personal prayer, talk to your God in Jesus' name. When you pray, always pray in Jesus' name. That's what the Bible says. Never pray to an angel or human being or dead human being or this or that. Don't even pray directly to God. Pray in Jesus' name and ask through Jesus to God give you what you need. This is important to know because the Bible says so. The only way to through God is Jesus, is He. And that means you have to pray in Jesus' name. So when you pray, God, I'm praying this prayer in Jesus' name, please listen to my prayer. And then you say what you need.